I think Bill Clinton's autobiography should have been like Getting Some, the Bill Clinton story.
Getting Some and then Things Done.
Yeah. Yes, on the back, Things Done. I like it. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
I'm not a crook. I've burned everything I've got.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't even know what happened. Nobody told us.
Look at ours, the Libertarian Party. It's just so complex. You can't even tell what it is.
Like little kids can't draw it.
Yeah. It looks like just a bunch of stuff. And then maybe it's an asparagus. Maybe it's the Statue of Liberty. We don't know. A D with a circle around it? Why?
That's a dumb one.
Now the Republican one looks much better.
Yeah.
Because you can tell what it is. It's an elephant. This could be anything. It's like copyright.
Yeah.
Like... with a D. So here we are. The election is coming up. It's going to be Super Tuesday pretty soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow.
Yeah. Like, yes. Like tomorrow.
Or even it was all this. It was.
Or it was a week ago from now. We have two candidates right now. We have Mitt Romney.
Right.
We have Barack Obama. We also have Gary Johnson, who's a Libertarian candidate. There's a woman also.
Uh-huh.
And then I think there's one or two other candidates. And I love that there are other candidates, so they don't let them in.
Yeah, well, we have the Constitution Party,
yeah,
the Green Party, Libertarian, and nobody talks about them, of course, the Republican and Democrat.
Yeah, Green Party. When's the last time you saw a good Green Party debate?
No.
Never.
Where is she?
Yeah, they don't get invited.
No.
So I decided to look up some, these guys aren't strange, but there have been some strange candidates in the U.S.
Okay,
election
so
history.
So this is about past
Yeah.
Candidates.
Weird past weirdos. Candidates.
Yeah.
So here's a guy. He was born in 1829, died in 1904. His name was George Francis Train.
George Francis Train?
Yes.
Okay.
And he made his...
Get on the train was his slogan.
Well, ironically, he made all of his money in the railway business.
Oh.
Of course. So I don't think Train was really his last name. He's pretty eccentric. Okay. He was the inspiration for Around the World in 80 Days.
Oh, no kidding.
He traveled around the world in 67 days. I don't know why he didn't call it that, though.
It doesn't have the same cachet.
Doesn't have the same ring. He ran for president in 1872 as an independent candidate. And then he pretty much started running. He ran to become the dictator of the United States, even though that's not a position.
He wanted to be a fascist dictator or just a dictator?
Just a dictator.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't say fascist. But he had a hard time on the campaign trail because... he didn't like to shake hands with people because he thought that it took away his psychic power. So when he had to shake hands with someone on the campaign trail, instead he would shake hands vigorously with himself.
Get
it. I'm not kidding.
How are you? he didn't win?
He didn't want to lose any psychic force. He probably, here, kiss a baby. No, I'll just kiss myself. I'm fine.
Kissing his hands. Like, yeah. Nice to meet you. Oh, what a sweet baby.
He didn't believe in eating dead animals or wearing underwear because he thought those things would steal his psychic energy.
And what is with psychic energy in him? Who told him this?
I don't know. When he died, the 13 Club, which is a club of rational skeptics, passed a resolution declaring him to be one of the few sane people in a mad world.
Really?
Yes. So
he really had it all together. It's everybody else.
It's us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're laughing, but we should be shaking our own hands if we know what's good for us. There's another guy in 2008. He ran David K. Allen. He was an independent, and his platform was anti-puppy mill.
Well, that's the whole platform. It's a nice...
it's a great platform.
But not to base your whole campaign on.
That was the entire platform, and he made note of the fact that he was... A lot of people say this is a marginal issue. But I am making it the center of my platform, and I'm the only campaign person who's doing that right now. He didn't win.
Okay.
Out of me.
Yeah.
Clearly it was not, though. Maybe he was doing what he was doing back then. Leonard, Leo, Live Forever, Jones. How awesome is that?
I love that.
I wish we had, like, in Monty Python where they have, like, the silly party.
Now we just have, hateful people.
Well, we also have this guy.
Who is he? He has a glowing head. What's happening?
This is in South Korea. He was running for president. It's the third time. He got 10,000 votes in 2007. He claims to have an IQ of 430.
Oh.
His name is Han Kyung-young.
Huh?
He wants to, he claims Michael Jackson's soul visited him 3 days before Michael Jackson kicked it.
If you listen to our past episode, maybe as a shadow person.
Yes, possibly. He wants to give $100,000 to anyone who gets married and $30,000 to anyone who has a baby. And when they asked him how they're going to pay for it, he was like, you know, where there's a will,
There's a way.
There's a way. And he says also.
That's what I say to my credit card companies.
He says, remember, I have an IQ of 430. I have solutions. So don't worry about it.
I'm keeping them to myself at this point.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been elected yet. You wouldn't give it away then. Right. So those are some. And there are some other people who were, you know, a poor man's party candidate. Not going to get a lot of votes.
A lot of power there. Yeah.
He used to campaign with a pig under his arm.
Yeah.
Henry Krajewski.
A man and a pig walk into a bar.
Yes. And that's for your vote. That was Henry Krajewski. I've never heard that name before.
Krajewski?
Yeah, Krajewski. Is that Polish?
I would imagine with the ski at the end.
He raised funds for his campaign through the sale of a polka record called Hey Krajewski. So I'm guessing.
Yeah. He's full on Polish.
Everything, well, at least some point of it. Maybe he was trying to get the Polish vote.
He had his pierogi business. Was he Polish?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. So those are some interesting characters. They're definitely much more interesting, I think, than Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, who are starting to bore me.
Well, hey, if Barack Obama is so boring, I'm just going to give you 50 facts about
him. Really? Okay.
That you may not know.
All right.
You may not be so boring
afterwards. And I don't know very much about him, so I'm going to learn a lot now.
Yeah, you're going to. He collects Spider-Man and Conan the Barbarian comics.
Still? That's what's happening with our money.
Yeah. He was known as Obama in high school for his skill at basketball.
Okay. Oh, you know what? He probably didn't have a really big head about that either. He seemed like he would be very humble with a nickname like that. Can you imagine him in high school? Yeah.
Like, and not even, nobody laughed when they said it.
No.
When he was like, yes.
They're like, no, he's the bomber.
Do you know, at work, somebody emailed me and they the greeting was, my dear Lord. That's my new name. I'm the Lord.
Really? You're a dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
What do you, can I pray to you for anything?
You or could. Was this just doesn't like. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
No, but, all right, forget all right. it.
So back to Barack Obama. Okay. He has read every Harry Potter book, just like me.
Wow. I didn't know you'd read Harry Potter.
I did. I read all the books.
They're too heavy. And I like the movies.
He owns a red set of boxing gloves autographed by Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
He worked in Baskin Robbins ice cream shop as a teenager and now can't stand ice cream. I worked in Baskin Robbins, but I still love ice cream.
My first job was scooping ice cream, and I don't like ice cream. If
really?
You recall, you will never see me eat it. Maybe some frozen
That's
yogurt.
Right.
Maybe not. It's the devil's cream.
He won a Grammy in 2006 for his audio version of his memoir, Dreams from My Father.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know it was
I think Bill Clinton won something for his autobiography, too. Which
and
is,
Al Gore, right?
Yeah. I think Bill Clinton's autobiography should have been, like, Getting Some. The Bill Clinton story. I like Bill Clinton.
Getting Some and then Things Done.
Yeah. Yes, on the back, Things Done. I like it.
He could speak Spanish.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. He doesn't make use of that.
No, he doesn't, does he?
Maybe he's just not pandering.
His favorite films are Casablanca
mm-hmm.
and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Isn't really? Really, Barack Obama?
His favorite book is Moby Dick. No.
I don't believe that.
I don't either.
Have you read Moby Dick? It's not exactly a page turner.
No. And it's my favorite. I got to pull that down and read it again. He can bench press 200 pounds.
Oh, stop.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Maybe he could. Have you seen him lately? He's thin as a rail. Obama, eat. Eat, Obama.
Yeah. When he was in Indonesia, he had a pet ape called Tata.
So now we've gone to, like, Barack Obama in the Temple of Doom. That's what I'm thinking.
Tata, come on. We have to reform healthcare.
No wonder he's trying to keep all this stuff under wraps. The common American person would freak out over that. But he's running around with a monkey, and he's our president.
Yeah. He doesn't drink coffee. He rarely drinks alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And he took Michelle to see Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing on their first date.
Wow. That's a racially charged, like, that's not really like a, you know, jump into the arms of the man next to you kind of a movie. I was angry after I saw that. I'd be like, this date's over. You suck. Obama. You Obama'd this date. Like, I'm out of here. I'm doing the right thing.
While he was at Harvard, he applied to appear in a black pinup calendar, but was rejected by the all-female committee.
What is wrong with him? He's a megalomaniac. He was going to pose, like, nude? Or, like, with a trophy in front of his business?
Probably. Like, I don't know if he was nude, but just, like, you know, like, hot firefighters. Like maybe he was, like, the hot black guy of Harvard calendar.
First of all, I don't think there is or has ever been or will be a hot Harvard calendar. I think they are messing with him.
Go and apply and then get that's shot like, down by
you know what?
Women.
We should put out an ad that's like, Hey You Know It is looking for some hot Hey You Know It dancers and models for the Hey You Know It calendar. We're raising money for something Hey You Know It and cancer. Fine. cancer and see what comes in.
We should. I love that idea.
Well, now that we've kind of blown the cover off of it. If you're interested in being in the Hey You Know It calendar and you didn't hear that last segment, please send us a picture. Sports related or broadcasting.
Yes. Shirtless, please.
Shirtless.
Keep your pants on, though. No, we don't want...
No.
We must be wearing pants.
No junk.
No.
We don't want to see anyone's junk. That was bad. Okay.
He hates the youth trend for trousers which sag beneath the backside.
Oh, he ain't alone.
Yeah.
I'll vote for that.
His house in Chicago has four fireplaces.
Okay.
I don't know
what that means. They ran out of things. They're like, he's got 2 feet. One of them's left.
His specialty as a cook is chili, like every other guy in
America. Yeah. And if not chili, they can grill.
Right.
They can burn something. Oh, yeah. Okay. Chili.
Let's see what else is. He repaid his student loan only 4 years ago after signing his book deal.
Okay. Well, no, he went to law school, right?
Yeah.
So that's like, what, a couple hundred plus undergraduate? Yeah. That's rough.
His favorite fictional television programs are MASH and The Wire. That's not one giant show. It's two shows.
You know what? I feel like I don't even know our president.
I know.
MASH? Student loans?
He owns four identical pairs of black size 11 shoes.
That's it?
Four pairs of shoes?
This doesn't... I think they're making things up.
His favorite artist is Pablo Picasso.
Mm-hmm. So is every other guy.
And he plans...
It's either that or that guy who does the heavy metal with, like, women straddling, like, a prehistoric tiger.
Yeah, on black velvet.
Vallejo or whatever the guy's name is. On black velvet. A poster of black velvet.
He plans to install a basketball court on the White House grounds. And that's so he could have George Clooney over and play basketball.
Are they good with hoops?
Who, George Clooney?
Yeah.
That's what he... Yeah, he always has his friends over. And they play...
They play basketball?
They go to Italy and play basketball at his house.
So weird.
I know.
So now I'm going to vote for Obama.
Yeah. Because you didn't know.
Yes.
Do you smell what Barack is cooking?
I wanted to talk about this little how-to, some advice on advice. So this is a segment where we find advice that we don't think is very good. We think it stinks. It's unqualified. And we give the advice on the advice, hence advice on advice.
And we improve upon it.
Yeah. So this one is election-related, and it's how to win a student council election. Now, let me say, I never ran for student council because I didn't believe in government then, and I don't believe in it now.
Right. And you shouldn't actually, unless you want, you know what you do? If you're the president and vice president of your class senior year.
Were you vice president?
No.
Okay.
No, but you are in charge of all your high school reunions.
Forever. That's
forever.
Right. That's what
forever.
Happened to Greg's, his classmates.
Yeah.
I don't think they realized that at the time.
No.
Like, they voted this woman as the class president because she was capable and smart. Mm-hmm. And now, every 5 years, she's dragged into this hellhole of planning reunions.
Right.
So
you think it's going to be good on your high school application?
It's a trap.
Or your college application, and it's a trap.
Wow, it's golden shackles.
Yeah.
So the steps are, one, now get a running mate. I didn't know that you ran with another person in high school, in student council.
Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. I had no idea that it mirrored so closely what we do, like, in reality. So it says, if you don't have a huge network of friends, try to find someone who does. So right away, I'm pro this advice because it's admitting up front. We all know it's a popularity contest.
Yeah.
Two, get ideas.
About what?
It's not quite national politics, but...
Get ideas about your school.
People will be hesitant to elect someone who's going to do mysterious things they have no idea about. That's exactly the kind of people I elect every 4 years and every 2 years for the other positions.
Right, right.
I'm like, I don't know what he does. He's the only person on here.
He's smiling.
Yeah. It says, if you remember the student...
He's going to shake his own hands. I like that.
I like that. Style. I didn't know he was going to do it. If you were a member of student government already, consider what issues the leaders of the school last year didn't manage to do well. Isn't it always like they want more dances or they want like a soda machine? Like, what does student council do?
Right, you can't really do anything. You could just bring like your special concerns of the students.
Yeah.
Like, we want a senior cut day.
Yeah. That's it. You're running your campaign on a single issue.
Yeah.
Mine's going to be no puppy mills.
Yeah, right.
No more puppy mills at Casimir High.
Okay. Ooh.
So number four, get nominated.
Well, you know the other side of my family.
Yeah, they run poppy mills.
They did.
that's why I always forget that. It's so weird. You're not the only person I know who said that, too. I have another friend.
Everybody has,
who's from Pennsylvania, who's like...
Yeah, that's where they all are. The puppy mill game is in Pennsylvania.
Wow. Okay, so maybe I'm just collecting people. I don't know. Begin your campaign with posters. Get names.
Posters.
Yeah. And you should put your name on them because name recognition is important. I'm just going to have like very David Lynch kind of posters that just suggest something. No name, no position, just a photograph.
A profile.
Yeah.
That's all.
And like an ear. All right. Continue to campaign. Don't assume anyone is voting for you unless they've explicitly told you that. And that's still a lie.
Try not to get depressed about it.
When you ask your friends, hey, Katie, are you voting for me? I'm still on the fence.
Yeah,
I'm a swing voter. And then number 7, give freebies away within reason. So this is the bribe. Within reason. Freebies? A school-wide ice cream day. Free cookies and various other giveaways.
Oh, I thought you meant sexual freebies.
No, this is the student council.
Yeah.
Is it the cutthroat?
Hello.
In Mawa, student council.
Sleep
your way to the middle.
In grammar school, I had pins that said, the Dukes of Hazzard say vote for Katie.
Are you? Now, was that an official endorsement from the Dukes of Hazzard?
I got in trouble because it was not.
What?
And they questioned.
And that was the end of your career?
And that was it. My political career.
You were saying whenever you did something wrong, it was always a huge reaction. This is one of the examples,
it is.
Isn't it?
I really was. Anything that I have done wrong in my life, I've been like...
The four things.
You know, really put in front...
Brought up on charges.
Humiliated.
Yeah. Did you have to hold the sign that said, I did not actually get a real endorsement from any of the celebrities or the writers or the crew of the Dukes of Hazzard? I'm Katie Kasner, and I approve this message. Don't vote for me. Who were you running against? Do you remember?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I certainly did not win.
I never ran for anything because I was one of those kids who was like, I don't need this man. Like, you know what I mean? That kid who's like, it's a sham.
Right.
Government. Make sure people come to school that day for the for the election. This
Get
is called busing.
And, yeah, pick the
chicken. People like fried chicken. People like a free bus. Get those things together. And number 11 says, and this is the sad part, if you are a well-loved person, you will have a better chance at winning.
Yeah, no kidding.
If it's all popular. It should say how to win student council election. 1, be the most popular person running for office.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. That's all it. You have to do. Because people hate you. They're not going to vote for you.
Yeah.
Because they don't, in high school, they don't care. They
if people vote. If people trust you but don't really like you, then you end up being the treasurer, which is the worst position. They tried to make me treasurer once, and I was like, screw you. Screw you all.
That's what I ran for, treasurer.
Really? See? It's the people who are trustworthy. Not that exciting.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, Katie, Jaquetta. I mean, they're all right. You know?
Yeah,
sure, treasurer. They're not as exciting as Marlene.
They're not getting
and
ahead
Kimberly.
Of themselves with vice president.
They could probably do
or
treasury
secretary.
Just as well as anybody else. Secretary is always a guy that no one respects. You know what I mean? And he's just like, oh, I see.
Because it's the only one. He's not popular enough to get president or vice president, but he wants something for that college resume.
Yep. And he's in the closet. He still wants to be in government, though.
I'm not a big game hunter. I made it very clear. I've always been, if you will, a rodent and rabbit hunter, all right? Small varmints, if you will.
I'm going to eat a cookie with you.
Yeah, go help yourself. These are the best cookies from
a Korean Parisian
bakery down the block.
Yep. That's why we love New York, people. You can't get this anywhere else. Good luck getting your French Korean food in any town in America.
What are things that the president can and can't do?
Okay.
There's a couple of questions. Can the president keep his cell phone?
Barack Obama kept his BlackBerry, didn't he?
He's the first president to have a cell phone. Bush didn't have one.
Bush didn't know how to use one.
It says the president typically does not carry
one. He probably had one and thought it was an MP3, but I'm just confused that it kept buzzing. And
like,
moving around.
This?
I can see it. He's the kind
That's
of person.
Why nothing got done.
I can see him opening up a window in the Oval Office, just throwing it out.
Yeah,
and being
like, I
don't
know. It's bothering me, whatever this is. They don't carry one for security reasons, but this was a deal breaker for Obama. So the Secret Service figured out a way for the president to carry a phone. It is a custom made BlackBerry.
Why was it a deal breaker? Is he working with BlackBerry?
I don't know. He was like, I have to have a cell phone.
But you're the president. You like.
Anybody. Like, they're going to call your whoever next to you.
Yeah. Like, if your kids don't know where they're going to call a G-man and be like, can you tell my daddy, I need to be read a bedtime story. Like,
and it's going to happen like that.
Yeah. Before you even know about it. Before you even want the bedtime story, some G-man has contacted your father about it.
Does he have to spend any of his money or does he have a special bank account funded by taxpayers? And the first family is responsible for their own living expenses, including their nightly family dinners.
Yeah, right.
No, they're not.
Come on.
They have a staff who does shopping for them, etc., but they are required to pay for their own food and groceries.
I'm sure it gets, quote-unquote, donated. by like every. It's
Are
DC.
You kidding me? I'm.
Every restaurant in town, every chef in town would want to work for them. Come on.
Okay, the first family does host official state dinners and other social gatherings at the White House, and the cost of those are paid for by taxpayers. How do you separate that food?
I have no idea. I bet Obama takes a couple rolls, puts it in his pocket for later. Is he paying for that, or am I paying for it?
So if he has leftovers from the state dinner the next night.
Yep. Like, the idea that there wouldn't be food somewhere in the White House that he could just take without, like, if he tries to get some jam, they're going to be like, look,
we need...
That's not for you.
I could see him with his credit card and his A&P bonus card.
Yeah.
And he gives it to his guy.
Did you have your card, sir? Well, I'll swipe my card for you, but next time, please remember yours.
What's it like in the White House? Is there a section for family purposes and a section strictly for business and media?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a private residence in the White House. And in that space, the Obamas have total privacy. Or whoever the president is, the family does.
Just the Obamas.
They're going to stay there.
Yeah. Have you been to the White House?
No.
It's tiny.
Is it?
It's tiny. It's so small. I used to live not far from it, and I used to jog down through the garden there, because you used to be able to do that. You used to be able to jog down through and around the White House. It's not very big. Certainly a lot of very wealthy people in this country have a bigger house.
Hmm.
Because it was, like, when it was built.
Oh, right. Yeah. Everybody
like,
was...
everything was tiny.
Yeah. Let's see. This is why somebody's talking about punching the president. That's not good. The Secret Service would not allow a president to be arrested on the street. A president cannot be subpoenaed. No sheriff or deputy has jurisdiction over the president on the street.
Mm-hmm. But once he's off the street, it's on. It's stop at Frisk City. He might just Obama running through the White House without his ID one night. Like, sir, I'm sorry, we're going to have to stop and frisk you.
Right. Arresting the president is something that would require a transfer of power within the country, and such would be a lengthy legal process.
Mm-hmm.
Another fun fact, the president used to enjoy a Secret Service protection for life.
They don't have that anymore?
Now, ex-presidents and their families get waning protection.
So you have to do good shit while you're in office so that people don't want to smack you upside the head.
After some time, the protection ends except when the president does official business with the country.
I mean...
So that's why Bill Clinton is going around to, like, Korea.
For the
like
protection?
Korea, just like, I got to do something to get some guards back.
Yeah, Bill Clinton seems like the kind of person who would keep asking if he could have female guards.
Yeah.
Right. Like, every time it comes around to renew his guard service, he's like, can we just get one woman?
Please.
Please.
Yeah.
Like, look at these guys. Really? They're scaring women off.
Yeah, she has trained in the ways of...
like Gaddafi's guards. The female guards.
Oh, yeah, right.
They're like WWE or something.
Right.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie. Not a single time. Never.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong.
You're aware of these, what they call the super PACs, right?
Yes.
So, in the wake of super PACs.
Which is not a big pack of gum.
Yes, which is not a big pack of gum. The super PACs are now scamming people.
Yeah.
So, apparently, there are some campaigns out there. So, Alan West is a conservative Republican. I believe he's a black guy. And he said some things about Obama. And he's very energetic within the Republican community. So, a bunch of fake super PACs have opened up. Using his name and having websites that are like alanwest2012.co, not com, not org, .co.
Ooh.
And they are soliciting donations and they're getting them. And they have nothing to do with the candidate. In fact, the PACs that are trying to support the candidate, they're like, we wish we could get some of that money.
Like, really? So who are they?
They're just scamming Republicans who like Alan West. It says here, political operatives can create a PAC and corresponding website on the cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Drop some cash around an email list, and then voila, right? Start collecting money. The Florida Republican Alan West campaign has sent cease and desist letters to a number of super PACs, and they've been filing complaints because the fake super PACs are getting all the money.
Okay.
And he's not getting anything. So they confronted the people who are running the fake super PACs, which I love. And of course, you know they're not going to back down.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the PACs is called Cape PAC. I don't know what it stands for, but it's Cape PAC.
Like CAPE.
Yeah, CAPE. And at one point, there was a link from their site. It just goes to the other guy's site, but then it sends you back when you're trying to give money. So Mark Feifel, a consultant who works at Cape PAC, says that their web ads now send readers to their own page, And it says, at the top and the bottom of our page, it clearly shows that we're not affiliated in any way with Alan West's campaign. Can you believe that? It said he insisted that in the past they'd run $10,000 worth of TV ads, but nobody could find those ads and no one had ever seen them before. And so when they went to talk to someone who's actually working on Alan West's campaign, the quote was, they are damn liars. So there's a lot of, like, this is gone.
Not even.
It's not funny anymore.
There were no niceties. There was nothing. It just went from zero to 60.
Yeah. I find that amazing. I mean, the boldness with which people are doing this. Like, we know who's running these campaigns that are fake. And yet they're still insisting that they're doing the legitimate work. Fascinating. I would not have the digital cojones to go out. Do you know what I mean? Can you imagine? Hey, you know what? We're actually just we don't do this podcast. We're just gonna tape NPR, put them on. That's you know
it,
what I mean?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
That's the hey, you know it. Oh, we're gonna get transcripts from someone else's podcast. Just read that.
Like, and then be like, that's clearly someone else's show.
Yeah.
No, this is How You Know It.
Nope. And this is how we report.
I'm Katie Kazmaier. This is Jaquetta Satmari. Yeah. And we are Hey You Know It. And this is what we're reading there.
Yeah,
for
it's
our show.
It's meta. It's meta, right? Yeah. We're doing a parody of it during a performance. I just found that absolutely fascinating. And they said they're telling people now, beware of scam packs. You know what I mean?
Well, if you give your money away to somebody and it goes into the wrong hands, it's your fault for not looking into it.
But so there are scam packs, but then there are some funny packs that just are protesting the idea of what a pack is. And the names that I found, because Stephen Colbert has one called the Americans for a Better Tomorrow pack, right? So these are the one. My favorite ones were Raptors for Jesus pack.
Raptors? Like lots of raptors. Like
why not Zoid pack? From the guy on from the cartoon.
Okay.
And then I found this one. It wasn't on the list, but I heard about them before. They're called Bringing Sexy Pack. Pack.
I like that.
And then there's Science! Exclamation point. Dog pack, which I like as well. And then Joe Six pack. Also, Americans for More Rhombus.
Oh.
Pack.
Pack. You have to put pack on the end.
Yeah, so this is the fallout from that Citizens United Supreme Court thing, is that now we've got funny packs and scam packs.
And nobody knows what the pack is.
Well, when you think about it, when people come up to you on the street in New York, first of all, I don't give anybody money.
Yeah.
And they know that usually because, you know, they can see I'm black. And we're like the least generous people on the streets like that. Like, that's just not, on the street, it's weird for me. So, like, people come up to you and they're like, do you have a moment for gay rights? Or do you have a moment for this or for that? Have you ever given them money?
They wanted my bank account number.
And how do you even know who they are?
I know. They're like, here, can you fill this hippie out? It was a gay, lesbian, trans, whatever the whole thing was. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, can you sign for this? And I said, well, I'm not a resident of New York.
You're like, no problem, hon. No problem.
So, they're like, well,
oh, because you thought maybe it was a voting thing.
Yeah,
okay.
And they were like, oh, no, if you just want to donate money. And I said, well, do you have any information that I could have on it? And they're like, no, if you sign this and put your bank account and you can have recurring donations. And I was
that's
like,
some cheek.
Wow, no.
You were like, I support gay rights, not like that.
Right.
That's
exactly.
So, that can't believe they asked for your information.
Yeah, they want
that
my bank
means
account, yeah.
People are giving them their information.
Yeah.
Which is even crazy, because isn't that like the number one rule? As soon as you're a kid and someone like gives you a dollar, like don't let anybody know you have a dollar.
Right.
And then it goes from don't let anyone know you've got, you know, this. Don't tell anyone what your bank account number is. Who thinks it's okay? Do we need to just run PSAs that once in a while they just say don't give anyone your bank account? When internet porn first came out?
Yeah.
Every dude was just like, you can have all my bank accounts.
Yeah,
like,
everything. I get naked women having sex in front of me.
Yes.
On a
every
screen.
Month.
What?
For just a mere bank account?
Yeah. Sign me up.
No problem. That's crazy.
Yeah, guys don't complain about that stuff. They just,
They do it. And they're like, dude, I got taken. But I did see one boob. Hey. Hey, huh? For a month, I looked at it. It was awesome. And I got a new bank account. You're listening to Hey, You Know It with Jaquetta Satmari and
Katie Kazmaier.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be. Any more presidential secrets?
Little known facts.
Okay. You just blew me out of the room with that. What are the little known facts about the presidency?
8 U.S. presidents have died in office.
Really?
4 were assassinated. The other ones are natural causes.
Okay.
So the assassinated
Garfield.
Garfield.
I did a report on him in fourth grade because he was the only one left that had something happen to him.
Like, so you didn't get Lincoln or Kennedy. Somebody else snapped them up.
Yeah, I was like, who else has been killed?
Garfield and McKinley.
Yeah, McKinley no one cares about.
Oh. And Ford died of natural causes. FDR, Warren Harding, mm-hmm. Zachary Taylor, who sounds he could be like in a boy band or have like a teenage.
Zach Taylor.
William Henry Harrison.
Okay.
And in the 2008 presidential election, candidates and interest group spent $2.6 billion on advertising.
Wow. That's crazy.
Gerald Ford was the only person to serve as president and vice president without being elected mm-hmm. into either office.
I like that job. Like, huh? What? I'm the VP? What? I'm the P?
You know, the Democrats first used the donkey as a party symbol when Andrew Jackson ran for president.
And now we saw the new logo.
The new logo. Did everybody see this?
It's a D with a circle around it. It looks awful.
It's terrible.
It now makes the Republican logo now looks awesome. They accidentally upgraded the Republican logo without having the Republicans do anything. The Republican logo is now awesome.
Yeah. Right. It's like, hey, it's the big blue D.
Yeah.
I bet you they're going to start calling it
Is it blue?
It's blue.
The big blue D?
Well, I just called it the big blue D because it is a blue D in a circle.
I bet you they paid crazy money for that. I bet you they like solicited.
Yeah, they came up like. Oh,
you know what? It looks like the Cubs. Is that what it looks like? It looks like the Chicago Cubs. Doesn't the Cubs have a C with a circle around
Something
it?
Something like that, yeah.
Boo. Boo, Democrats.
Well, look at this. The Green Party has like a flower.
It's a lot of stuff going on. It looks, it's the earth and a flower.
Your Libertarian Party, that's what you
call it. Crazy, yeah.
It's like the Statue of Liberty with a circle.
It's asparagus. It's got a lot of, it looks more like a seal. Just like, look at the Constitution Party as well.
The Constitution Party is a circle and it has a big eagle flying. It says Constitution Party. Like, I think, so you know what it is.
I think the Libertarian one should, I don't know, it needs to be simplified.
Libertarian should be like,
but we're
someone like busting out of a shirt, like free me of this.
What busting out of a shirt?
Like free me! I'm a libertarian.
The party is so unknown that we have to have our name on it, and the Green Party should do it too. Because if you saw the Green Party logo, you'd probably think it was like NATO or the UN, because it has the world on it.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
I have something here I want to bring up. My husband, Greg, is like an aficionado on president stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like all presidents?
All presidents. Yeah. He knows like all of them in order and all, you know, all the weird things that happen. So he brought this up to me. President Thomas Jefferson once received what's called the Cheshire Mammoth Cheese.
What?
From the town of Cheshire in Massachusetts.
All right.
So the cheese was created by, I'll wait till you finish drinking.
Thank you.
By the leader of Cheshire, the leader of the town, asked everyone who had a cow to bring that cow's milk on one day and they would make cheese out of it.
Yeah.
And the cheese bore the Jefferson motto, which was rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This cheese was 4 feet across. It was massive. They had to, they couldn't just.
They went every cow. It's like, do your thing.
Well, not every cow. It's every cow except for the federal cows owned by the Federalist farmer. They were prohibited.
You stay home.
Yes. And they said they didn't want it lest it should leaven the whole lump with a distasteful savor. So no federal cows. The townspeople bought all their milk and curd to a mill and they put it in the cider press. They made this cheese. And then all three smaller cheeses were made as well from, I guess, some leftover. The final cheese weighed between 1,200 and 1,600 pounds. It was 4 feet wide, 15 inches thick. And they hired a sleigh because they couldn't put it on wheels because it was crushing everything. So they hired a sleigh to bring it to Washington during the wintertime. Leland, the guy who was doing the sleigh, took him 3 weeks to bring that cheese. This is what our forefathers are doing.
Oh my God. Imagine this cheese project. It took every ounce of their waking, every minute of their waking.
The entire town.
Yeah, their days were obsessed with this cheese.
Dedicated to.
I can't wait to get this cheese. It's going to be 4 feet across.
Yeah. So it's four feet across.
Get the sleigh.
They get the cheese there three weeks later, right? On January 1st. And they consider it an act of respect. And they use it to show that they supported his election. It also made a political statement. It says that the cheese was procured by personal labor of freeborn farmers with the voluntary and cheerful aid of their wives and daughters without the assistance of a single slave. I like these people.
Wow.
You're saying we did it ourselves. And they said it was a testament to their skill of the domestic arts. the
that's awesome.
The president then had a piece of the cheese, presented it to the town, but because he was against getting gifts, he paid them 50% more than the whole cheese project cost to show wow. people that he was not being bought off with a wow. big-ass piece of cheese.
Wow.
I guess. The cheese was at the White House for 2 years, and it was featured in a public dinner, and then it was later, once they'd eaten it all, they replaced it by something called the Mammoth Loaf, which was a huge loaf of bread made by the Navy. Isn't this crazy?
It's too bad they couldn't do it at the same time, and they have a nice cheese and bread and yeah. some wine and
so,
a nice party.
They did party with this cheese. Like after, it doesn't say this in here, but Greg was telling me after they cut the cheese and presented it to town, there was like a big party. People were just coming with like bread and crackers and
how
booze.
How much, you know, that was the most fun yes. that people had because there's nothing else
there's
going
nothing
on.
There's nothing going on. And yeah. they were saying on the 3 week journey, as they were passing through the town, like every town, if they came through like Mawa would be like, the cheese is here. Like, hooray
oh,
for the
God.
Cheese.
And they come running out with their Triscuits.
And get drunk. No, they couldn't eat it. You just come to see the cheese pass through.
Oh, no.
And probably celebrate a little fornication. You know, people took the drop of a hat back then. It was like, get your meat out, get your beer out, take the day off from school. You know, I mean, it's 1800 or 1802. I find this amazing. We don't present.
Nobody knows about this.
We need to present something to the next president-elect from, hey, you know what, maybe a mammoth podcast. Or it's a huge podcast.
You know what, yeah, a huge podcast. I was going to say, send him a shot glass. When we, whoever wins, we're going to send
yeah.
the
so if Mitt Romney, if hell freezes over and you win, you can celebrate with a hey, you know what, shot glass.
Yeah.
Actually, anyone can celebrate the president-elect with a hey, you know what, shot glass.
That's
if,
right. You do the following, which yeah. is go to iTunes and go to Hey You Know It and leave us a 5-star review. And we will not only read it on an upcoming show, but we will send you a hey, you know mm-hmm. it shot glass.
I might FOC, even, I might charge. Act it out.
or, yeah, on New York One.
Or sing it. Dang. We might sing your review. I'm not going to do that. Katie knows how to sing.
I don't know. I believe in singing.
I thought you were a singer.
Oh.
You just look like one. Okay. I just assumed that I'm serious. I thought you could sing.
No.
You never sang?
No.
Never.
I sing like a few lines at a time and then I, as well as I can.
Really?
That's it. I can't sing a whole song.
If you guys could see Katie, she looks like someone who knows how to throw down with some notes.
Like
I'm serious.
I look like. I look like
like you'd be rolling around on a piano.
Yeah.
With having had one too many tasteful glasses of white wine.
Right.
Like I can see you wearing one of those dresses that has a long train and it's just a disaster.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's like there's sequins falling off it. Yes. You know, my eyeliner smudge. I'm like, what
is it about a lounge act that I feel like the person has to be mentally disturbed in order for me to enjoy it? Like they're just going out there and singing a song. It's not enough. I want to see someone have a breakdown.
Yeah,
like
they throw a lot of emotion in.
So they want the makeup is smeared. You know what I mean? Like there's lip liner below where it should be and lipstick to follow. Or none.
Or like the kind of Lost in Translation, the redheaded yes. singer at the bar in Tokyo.
Just everything's just gone wrong for them. So I am excited for this election.
Yeah.
Because people just always act crazy on the day.
Yeah.
That's, you know, like, I feel like it's just one of those days where everyone's like, have you voted?
Yeah, did you go out this morning? Yeah. Going tonight? I went at lunch.
I have to try to remember this year to go in the morning. Because last time, I was breaking my neck trying to get home. I work far away from where I live.
No, you got to go in the morning. Yes. And everybody is, in the 2008 election, everybody was all, you know, up and, you know, get to the polls. And mm-hmm. they were there in the morning and they overwhelmed the poor old people. And
it's always people who are 100 years old who work there. My mom is doing it this year.
They weren't ready for anything. They couldn't, if the slightest thing went wrong, they were just, they didn't know what
you
to
know
do.
Why? My
Someone
mom
broke
is...
down in like,
and tried?
And no, she just was like, everyone has to stop. And then she just sat in a chair and folded her arms. And she was a young person and she's like, couldn't take it. She was like, you know what? Just stop. I don't care. And she just sat in a chair. She's like, I'm not doing this anymore.
My mom is doing it this year.
The ballot thingy doesn't work. The library doesn't work.
My mom is doing it this year, which I think is awesome because she's retired. But now I understand because she's like, we're getting a whole day of training. I'm like, one day? That's the problem. Mm-hmm. That's probably not enough.
No.
Because they need to set up situations where they get ambushed by people like angry, rabid zombie voters who can't understand what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Because one day is not enough. That's like you're dealing with the really just the general public. salt of the earth.
Man. And anybody like, that has ever been in customer service or waited tables, you know, dealing with the general public is difficult.
But this is worse because I'm sure for some people it's just like, rah, I got to vote.
Yeah, they've got like, some emotion behind it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm interested to see how it goes for my mom. I remember going to vote when I was a little kid with my mom and it was like in the firehouse.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and it was just like ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
Yeah.
The last time I voted, it wasn't as exciting because it's like more high tech now.
Yeah.
I think I had to scan something. I'm like, really?
That's not as satisfying as pulling
as the Chads. Yeah. Like, I know we've had issues with Chads in the past in this country, but I like, you know, the little paper thing.
Yeah. We should do something like that. Even if it is electronic, have some kind of memento.
Yeah. But feel free, if you guys are undecided voters out there or you don't have a party, you're independent, you just don't like any of the candidates, you could always write in, hey, you know it.
Yeah. Do that.
Yes.
And, you know, if we win, we will be the president. We'll take turns.
Shot glasses for everyone.
Yeah. What's our platform that we run on?
Our platform is a shot glass in every hand.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be. A shot glass. We're a single issue party. We really want to see more people using shot glasses.
Yeah.
Not just for shots. For just wine.
For, yes.
Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Desserts. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Just put it in a shot glass.
You can shoot a wing. That, to me, if we could come up with a way for people to shoot wings, we would never have to do anything ever again.
Oh, my God.
People would.
It's all the best things of the world in one thing.
A shot glass, wings, quickness.
Quickness.
Lack of nutritional value. It's all there.
The United States and other like-minded nations find themselves directly opposed by a regime with contrary aims and a totally different concept of life. That regime adheres to a false philosophy.
I want to ask you this. Why do you think people are going so crazy over Abraham Lincoln? I had no idea.
Oh, everybody's like, so into him.
It's just like certain, like people love Caesar. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People love Caesar. I get it. Whatever. Now, Abraham Lincoln, it's like he's on T-shirts.
Right. And they made him Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
Right?
Hunter.
Hunter, excuse me. And there,
Lincoln is coming out.
Lincoln is coming out.
Daniel Day-Lewis, right?
Right. Oh, God. And if you have Daniel Day-Lewis.
I can't watch him. He's too intense.
Yeah. Well, you know he's putting everything into it.
Yeah. Like, he's leaving zero on the table.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to watch it. When I was a little kid, I was always a little freaked out by Abraham Lincoln because I thought he looked depressed.
Because he was.
Yes. And then I found that he was. He must have been creepy.
Children
probably
tall,
shrank back.
But you know what? He would have, if he wasn't assassinated, he would have died anyway. He had that,
He kept growing?
Because, yeah, with the growing issue that he had, it compromised everything else. He wasn't long for the world. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he was long, but not for this world. I mean, he looks, really, some of the pictures of him look really scary.
He had said something like, if the only place I can be is on my knees, because this is my... Because
I'll be the same height as everybody else when I do that. Did I ruin it? It was something profound. I'm sorry.
It was profound, and it was about depression. Like, the only thing that he had left to do was pray, because he just had nothing left.
I have to say, for...
So, thanks, Jaquetta.
Okay, sorry. Because he had depression, and he still did all those things, that's like, you know, he should be like an icon. Like, he
absolutely
should be on a pill for depression.
He should be, yeah.
You know? I also wonder about him, like, was anybody else wearing those hats? Or was he trying to downplay what was going on?
It was like, no, that was his thing. Like, if he's not going to hide his height. He's just going to make himself even taller.
But it's
and
just,
own it.
A hat is so, like, it's just, I just wonder if while he was campaigning, if someone in his campaign was like, look, Abraham, can you just take off the hat, dude? Just wear a normal hat like everybody else. A bowler. People are working a bowler. A stove. Like, it's too much. It's almost costume. It is a costume.
It is.
No, I'm telling you, no one else has ever worn that hat. You know, what if he wore like a beret?
Right. You didn't see a lot of men at the time wearing those hats, unless you like watch a movie from the 80s of a period piece of that time.
And when they were doing the portraits and things of him, okay, they've always exaggerated or changed things. Throw a smile on him. Would that hurt anybody just to have him just the edge of one, you know, just a little bit of a turned up lip? No, nothing. He just looked like he was about to kill himself in every picture. He always freaked me out as a kid.
Well, he was depressed, but he did a good job.
Did he? And his vampire hunting, par none.
I just want to give you one fact.
Is that James Dean?
No, it's Gerald Ford.
Get out of here.
He was a male.
Ladies and gentlemen, smoking. He was smoking.
He was hot. Gerald Ford was a male fashion model. This is a fact you did not know. Look at him
Oh God!
So you know him as
looks like Chaney Light
did the thing where he would do Gerald Ford where he would fall down and be just kind of like
I think one time he put his thumb in his eye.
Yeah, like oh, I'm so just not coordinated.
Mm-hmm. Whoa!
Gerald Ford was a Derek Zoolander, as they say.
Okay.
Before he got into politics, he was a male model and even owned a modeling agency. He was part of it. He was the silent partner. He put in some money and
wow! How come they didn't play that up?
I know nobody knew this and. He wasn't small time. He was on the cover of Cosmopolitan.
Wow. He looks good.
When Ford was in his 20s, he was modeling part-time for an agency owned by John Robert Powers.
He looks like Rock Hudson.
Yeah. Looks awesome.
And look what the scary thing is, look what happened to him. Is that going to happen to George Clooney? Christ.
I know, right? And then he...
I mean, it's not funny.
He was roomies with Harry Conover, who was also a model.
So he was living with male, he was a male model and he was living with other male models?
Yeah, basically.
And then he was like, I'm done with modeling. How about ruling the world?
And then he married a model who,
wow.
also known as Betty Ford. She was a model too.
Of the Betty Ford Clinic?
Yeah. Who went on to, yes, open the Betty Ford Clinic where countless models have wound up.
Wow, amazing.
But
yeah, a model citizen.
A model president,
Gerald Ford.
Just wanted you to know. Okay, so
that's
you.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Don't forget, send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com. If you have a segment for us, we will reward you.
Yeah, with a shot glass.
Yes.
With a Hey You Know It shot glass. You can only get those here.
Yeah.
Unless you go out and manufacture your own, in which case you would be in violation of copyright.
Yeah, so don't think of it.
Yeah.
Or go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. Not only will we read it on the air,
mm-hmm.
we will send you a shot glass.
Yeah.
But you'll have to send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com so we can have your address. We are not going to keep them on file, give them out, do anything.
No, we don't have files.
Cool. When this airs, it'll be like a month that Emmanuel, you know, the actress
yeah.
from the Emmanuel series, she had died. I tell you.
Was she old?
She was 60.
So she was young. What was wrong?
Well, I think she died of cancer. I think
okay.
it was. But everybody on Facebook, all
dudes
the guys.
Dudes are really upset about it.
All over the place. I can't believe when I was a sophomore in high school, I used to, you know, like.
The outpouring.
Yeah. I was like, guys.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know.
Like, I don't need to know that, like, when I knew you.
Yeah, you were beating off to Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that would be like for us, for girls. I don't know, because all the dudes, they start to fade fast. Like, they start to go. Like, George Clooney already isn't the sexiest anything anymore.
No, not at all.
They're not even, he's probably going to be doing, well, he did serious work.
Well, I'm saying, like, as a teenage girl, we weren't looking at porn. You know, we weren't
No, we weren't. But yeah. I had some friends who were always like, hey, my mom's got a Playgirl.
Yeah, well, that, but I know. But
and that, and for some reason, in a creepy old man's voice, I don't know why. Hey, look at this Playgirl.
No, but it was like,
Francine.
What is this? You know, it was not.
I remember, so.
Like, we weren't searching it out so we could.
Someone showed me a picture of Tom Selleck with puppies in front of his junk. Do you remember this one?
No.
There were a bunch of, like, four or five, he's totally naked, which you can't see anything because he's hairy as all get out. And then in his male area, mm-hmm. they had, like, four or five puppies just right in front of it. And I remember thinking.
Was he lying down?
Yes.
Okay.
I remember thinking as a girl, and my little friends were thinking this too, were like, somehow we know we've been screwed and we'll be continued to be screwed by this. Why are there puppies in front of the one area that we're probably trying to see? We're like 12.
Well, yeah, we need to know what's going on.
Yeah, I know what hairy feet and legs look like, and we've all seen a hairy chest. We're interested in what's behind the puppies.
Yeah.
Like,
move the puppies.
Yeah.
Somebody clap your hands.
Probably from a puppy mill, which that guy would have been against.